feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Shanti. Sagar Murli, 14th April 2021. Second paragraph. The Temple of Mind. Baba is saying, your mind is like a temple. Your mind is like a... Just as you always have fragrance in a temple. In the same way, only when the temple of your mind becomes pure, will pure thoughts emerge. Only images of pure deities, not devils, are kept in temple. In the similar way, in the same way, each of you children should decorate the temple of your mind and heart with the idols of all the divine virtues. The virtues are nirmoha, free from attachment, nirlobh, free from greed, nirbhay, free from fear, patient and egoless, because these are your divine qualities. Your children have to make the temple of your mind very bright and clear. That is completely pure. Only when that temple of yours becomes that bright and clear, can you go to your very loving, bright and clear paradise. Not only do you have to serve yourself, you also have to do this divine service of others. So Baba wants our mind to become like a temple where there is divine fragrance, where there are pictures of divine deities, the temple which is bright, the temple which is clear. Temples are places of worship. There are different types of temples. Churches in Christianity, mosques in Muslims, Gurudwara in Sikhism, synagogues in Jews, and different religion will have different places of worship and a different name. Buddhistic temples, Jain temples, Parsi temples, and These temples are very pure places, sacred places, are considered extremely pure, where people do worship, where rituals and ceremonials are conducted, where sacrifice is done. The Baba wants that our mind should become a temple. Temples usually have got very pure vibrations. Not just inside, but even in the outside premises. There was time of yore where there used to be temple everywhere. Now it's a industrial hub where most of the temples are replaced by hospitals, libraries, residential buildings, colleges, and so on. So this concept of to be near temple is very beautiful. There were times in India where once you get up in the morning, you would hear songs from temple, some religious music. And when you would go to sleep, even that time, you would hear religious music. But nowadays, if you go to bigger cities, you would hardly hear any bell chime from temple. So temples are very sacred places. Even if you enter in the campus of a temple, you get those divine vibrations. They are so pure. Once you enter inside the temple, as Baba says, there is a fragrance there and there are pictures of deities inside the temple. So when you enter any temple, your mind starts becoming pure. Looking at those deities, looking at those statues, looking at those deities, pictures, and the chants, divine mantras, and a very holy milieu which is inside it. Everything makes your mind calm, quiet. A temple has a different biofield. Very strong, high vibrational field. Just as a jungle, a forest, away from the pollution of the world, has got very high vibrations. Trees have got very high vibrations. In the similar manner, temples not just they have high vibrations, but very pure and high vibrations. So once you enter, automatically the mind gets aligned to those vibrations. A mind which is full of anxiety, fear, doubt, suspicion starts getting rid of those subtle impurities of the mind, those subtle defilements of the mind, and mind starts become pure. So temple is such a place. So Baba wants. And temple is not a thing for bargaining. Temple is not a thing for worldly businesses. Scriptures are read in this temple. Mantras are chanted. There are prayers you would hear. There are devotees in supplication. There are people, and anybody can enter the temple. It's not that you are male or female or this caste or that caste. Anybody can enter a temple. Anybody can pray. And you will see people praying. And you have to keep your footwear outside. Then you enter. So every temple has got some rules or regulations. So it's open for all. So Baba wants our mind to become a temple. A mind which is fragrant, just like a temple. A mind, just as temple has got pictures of deities, your mind should have pictures of divine virtues. Just as temple is bright, your mind should become bright. Just as temple is clean, clear, your mind should become clean, clear. Baba talked about five virtues. Nirmoh, free from attachment. Nirlobh, free from greed. Nirbhay, free from fear. Temple is a place when one becomes fearless. One just surrenders there. Then humble and egoless. The divine virtues, decorate your mind with these virtues. So when you are full of these virtues, and your mind is a temple, the temple emits divine vibrations. Just see, on the top of the mountain, there is a single temple, a very small temple. And the way is arduous, difficult, uphill. Yet people go. And once they reach there, they feel ineffable peace and love and joy. And there is an utter silence and solitude there. So more stronger vibrations. And anybody who is moving around temple, even though the person is not religious or devotee, still that person would feel those vibrations. Even if a person is atheist, agnostic, nastic, a gayavadi, yet he will feel those vibrations. Because the frequency is very high, the wavelengths are very high. So this is our task, to turn the mind into a temple. And how to do this? This is just a mental programming. Here. You program it here, that my mind is a temple, my mind is a temple. It should remain clean, it should remain clear, it should remain bright, it should remain free from greed. And as a watcher, you should see, oh, the greed is coming. Stay detached. Greed comes, it goes. Lust came and it went away. I am a watcher. So when you remain a watcher for a long time, you become aware of every thought, every emotion, every memory, every imagination, every emotion, every desire of the mind. Mind has got these four, five things. But you have to see yourself as somebody different from mind. I am not the mind. I am soul who is here. So thought has come, but I am different. Emotion has a reason, but I am different. Some past smriti, memory has come, but I am different. Some desire has come, but I am different. Some imagination has come, but I am different. So imagination has come, it is transitory. It has come, it will go away. The desire has come. I don't have to jump on that desire and fulfill it. It is transitory. These are the sensations. Vrittis, this is chitta and chitta vrittis. This is thought. These are waves. They come and they go away. Emotions, they come and they go away. I don't have to sit and analyze. Oh, this is emotion which is good, this is bad. This is good, this is bad. This is a good thought, bad thought. Good thought, bad thought. Good emotion, bad emotion. Good memory, bad memory. Good desire, bad desire. Good imagination, bad imagination, whatever it is. From where it is arising, even that is not important. Only thing is important is, it is transitory. Anitya. I am here. Detached observer. I am watcher. Sakshi. This is happening at this level. I am different just as I say I am different from body. Now the practice is I am different from mind. And this is the method to reach the subconscious mind, where the barrier between conscious and subconscious is broken, and the vices which are below in the subconscious layers, they start coming up, and gradually they will disappear. So you do two things in this process. You destroy the new sanskars, and you don't allow new sanskars to form, because you are seeing everything as transitory. They are coming, they are going, they are rising and passing away, rising and passing away, utpat and lay, rising and passing away, rising and passing away, rising and passing away. But I am different. I am not this. I am bliss. I am sat chit ananda swarup. I am knowledge, light, bliss. I am here in the temple. These are outside thieves. They come and they go, they come and they go, they come and they go. Evanescent, short lasting. Rather, I can even say I am the deity who is presiding over that temple. I am the presiding deity. And my mind is itself a temple. And all these things which are coming, they are not me. They are different. Let them come, let them go. Let them come, let them go. So this process, mind will become very strong, very stable, very concentrated and pure. And when the mind is pure, and mind, and I am a temple, everybody who comes in contact will feel those vibrations. There is a story in the life of Mahavira. Mahavira founded the Jain religion. So during that time, there was a great thief, and he was dying. And he was a well-known thief, a very expert, a master thief. And his son was there. The son was also a thief, a mature thief. Thief in the training phase, on trial basis. So, the thief was dying, and he called his son, come. Remember one thing, I am about to die now, but I am giving you one advice. There is a person called Mahavira. Don't even go near to him, because he is a great danger to our business. If you hear him even once, if you see he is around, just run away from that place. Otherwise, you will become bankrupt. Our profession will finish. You should not go near such dangerous people. Enlightened persons are always dangerous. Societies don't like them, because they are the wakers. The person who is sleeping and somebody comes and wakes him. Do you love that person who wakes you up? Never. So these enlightened people, they come to wake the humanity, the sleeping, slumbering humanity. That's why people don't love them. Only those who wake up and they realize we were sleeping, they start following him. But the rest are still sleeping. So this thief says to his son, never. Be aware of this man, he is dangerous. So with these last words, the thief dies. And now this young son, who is also a thief, he takes utmost precaution, utmost care to see that this person Mahavira is not there. And that time Mahavira was moving everywhere, giving discourses, sitting with people, holding satsangs and so on. And once it so happens that Mahavira is going through, this thief is going through one jungle, and Mahavira is sitting there. And there is a group of people who is sitting and small satsang. And there is no other way except that way to go through. So the thief is in danger and he just closes his ears. But the thing which had to happen, happened. The unwanted thing happened. Before he could close, he just hears half the statement of that Mahavira. But immediately closes. And like this, he moves from that place. But what to do? He had heard that half statement and now he's trying to forget it, because his father had said that this man and his statements, his speeches are volcanic, they are dangerous. Never hear this man. They are explosive. Visfotak. But then he heard half statement. And then after some time, he was continuing to his thieving business. But somehow one day he got caught by police. The guards of king. But he did not confess his crime, because he was such an expert thief by that time that he would not leave any evidence behind. So the only thing was, he should confess. But he says, I never did any crime. He was so firm. He was very confident thief. So what to do? So as to make him speak the truth. So they invented one method. The policemen, the guards. They made him drink wine, because when you drink a lot of wine, you become unconscious and then you start speaking the truth. So they made him drink a lot of wine, and 2-3 days he was lying unconscious. And then he was told, you have died. Now Yamduts are here and they have to decide where you will go, hell or heaven. Now this is the time, just confess you have committed some crime. At least because of this last confession, you will go to heaven, not to hell. So at that point, he remembers what Mahavira had said. And Mahavira, half statement of that Mahavira. Mahavira had said, these Yamduts, their feet are inverted. And he sees their feet are normal, so they are not Yamdut. So he says, no, I have not committed any crime. He confesses. He doesn't confess at all. Even in that unconscious state, he speaks the untruth. Means this thing, that these people have got normal feet. Their feet are not inverted. So what to do then? The guards, without evidence, they can't punish him. And they let him go. And that thief just runs to Mahavira. If one statement, half statement of Mahavira helped him to get rid of policemen and punishment, what will happen if he hears the complete statement, the complete truth, and he becomes disciple and later on achieves the highest stage of Kevala Jnana? He becomes Arihant. Why this happened? Because wherever Mahavira is standing, sitting, that place itself is a temple. And whosoever is passing, willingly, unwillingly, wittingly, unwillingly, knowingly, unknowingly, would be influenced. You can't escape. The gun is loaded. And the shot is fired. Now how can you escape? The gun of purity is loaded. You want to preserve your lust and enjoyments. But the arrow of Vairagya has moved from the lips of the enlightened person. You can't escape. You are unprotected. Hurt. The arrow of God's love has been shot. And you are wounded. And now the blood of His divine love is flowing. The unhealing wound. What you can do now? So this is what the enlightened person is like. Even Buddha, when he attained enlightenment near Bodhi tree, after enlightenment, he remained near that tree for some time. He spent hours moving around that tree. And that tree itself got enlightened. Later on, when King Ashoka came, he sent his son Mahendra to Sri Lanka. Mahendra asked, "What should I take to Sri Lanka?" He said, take the leaves of those Bodhi tree, that Bodhi tree, that roots, the branches of that Bodhi tree. And Mahendra took that Bodhi tree branches to Sri Lanka. And then numerous Bodhi trees were created in Sri Lanka. And this is how Buddhism reached Sri Lanka. It is said, there might be other stories as well. So that tree itself became enlightened. So enlightened man has that much power, that wherever he is, everything becomes enlightened. In the words of Baba, is saying, just as temple is clear and bright, your mind should become clear and bright. Just as temple has got pictures, your mind should have pictures of divine virtues. Just as temple's atmosphere is full of fragrance, your mind should be full of fragrance. So fragrant, virtuous, clear, bright. If this is like this, then you will go to that Ujjayara kingdom, Vaikuntha. That clean and bright kingdom which is to come. You do this and then you also serve others. So today's thing to remember from Sakar Murli of 14th April 2021 is second paragraph, mind as a temple. So my mind is a temple. My body is also a temple. I have to make it clean. I cannot throw anything into it. I cannot convert into a dustbin and fill it with toxins. I have to fill it with pure energy, with pure prana, with pure chi energy, life energy, liquid light, liquid organ, ka, ki, chi, prana, universal life force, whatever you call it. Fill it with that divine light, with that cosmic particles, with those cosmic food. So when the body is filled with that divine light, no disease can come near you. You are protected, you are insulated, no virus can attack you. Your body is, you have created an invisible armor, kavach of energy field. What virus will come? You have seen all over the world, so many people are working in the hospitals, staff, doctors, they hardly get affected. But other people who are hardly away, they are getting affected. Because these people have developed some immunity. They have that wall of resistance, of kathorta, not katuta, of hardness. So that prevents them somehow from those diseases. So here, the mind should become temple, the body should become temple. Don't put anything impure in the mind or in the body. Put only pure things. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Your mind is like a temple. For example, just as you always have fragrance in a temple, in the same way, only when the temple of your mind becomes pure, will pure thoughts emerge. Only image of pure deities, not devils, are kept in a temple. In the same way, each of you children should decorate the temple of your mind and heart with the idols of all the divine virtues. Those virtues are to be free from attachment, free from greed, free from fear, patient, and egoless. Because these are your divine qualities. You children have to make the temple of your mind very bright and clear. That is, completely pure. Only when that temple of yours becomes that bright and clear, can you go to your very loving, bright and clear paradise. You are now trying to make your mind completely bright and also to control your physical senses and your mind, which are all influenced by the vices. Not only do you have to serve yourself, you also have to do this divine service of others. Sakar Murli, 14th April 2021. Om Shanti.